Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I was about 6 years old, around 2004, my mom started taking my sister and I to Dr. Daniel's Pediatric Dental Office. The dental center was located inside a giant yellow mansion that also doubled as Dr. Daniel's house. It was honestly gorgeous. When I first started going to the dentist, I was extremely shy and actually suffered from selective mutism and had a lot of autistic-like tendencies. Needless to say, I relied heavily on my mother's comfort and for someone to give me a voice because it was extremely anxiety-inducing for me to talk to strangers, especially men for some reason.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When my sister and I got called in from the waiting room, my mom followed us to the office until she was told by Dr. Daniels that parents were not allowed to be with their children as it taught kids independence, to which my mom complied to. Once in there, he immediately separated my sister and I, and in reaction to that, I cried because I felt so scared. Dr. Daniels did not like crying, so he grabbed me and put his hands over my mouth and nose, shook me, and aggressively warned me that if I continued to cry and scare the other kids, that he would make my situation a lot worse. Obviously, this scared me even more, so I started to cry again. Dr. Daniels had enough and took me into his house, part of the dentist office, where he screamed at me again, grabbed me by the neck, and shoved me. His hygienist Judy came over and told me if I continued to cry, she would spank me so hard I wouldn't know what had hit me. Afterwards, he gave me a juice concoction and left me alone in his house for about 5 minutes until he took me back into the dental office and did work on my teeth. I guess I just instinctively knew that if I wanted to survive, I just had to act like I was not terrified and hold on to tears. All I wanted was my mommy. After the first appointment, my sister and I told my mom that we were scared of the dentist and that he was a mean man, but she just took it as me being an anxious child, so we continued to see him. Each visit was just as terrifying. Every time we pulled into the mansion, my heart just melted away inside my chest. I was so scared. It was no longer pretty to look at. Every time we went to the dentist, Dr. Daniels, or the tooth man as he called himself, always had us heavy dental work procedures done. We had seals done on several baby teeth and plenty of teeth removed, some with his fingers, with no regards to pain level at all. And often when having a tooth removal or seals done, your mouth had to be opened up with a retractor. He would leave us there with the retractor on for about 45 minutes or so before he came to work on our teeth. Sometimes he would eat his lunch while we sat there with our mouth open. Probably one of the worst pains I have ever felt in my life. I remember one time when I was in about third grade, I had been leaned down on the chair waiting with the retractor on for an hour. I was in so much pain I couldn't take it. I sat up on the chair and tried to scream and cry as loud as I could. Dr. Daniels came rushing over, angry as could be, took my retractors off, and then took me back into his house part again where he screamed at me for being a big baby and scaring all the other kids. I was so sad in myself because I hadn't cried in so long. He then took me back to the dental chair and then pinned me down to my seat in a straitjacket. He put my retractors back on and said that I would have to wait longer because I caused such a scene. All I could do was shed silent tears and drool everywhere, and I couldn't even wipe it because he locked up my arms. Afterwards, my mouth would become so swollen and filled with rashes. It hurt to talk for days. It would leave bruises and swells as soon as I left his chair. He would often tell my mother I was a difficult patient if I so much as winced at his torture. Once he removed 6 of my teeth at once and I could barely eat. While he ripped out teeth, he would often sing songs. It was so Sweeney Todd-like. When I was in the 7th grade, I started getting some new braces and we started seeing an orthodontist. Not long after that, we stopped seeing Dr. Dan and started seeing a new dentist who was actually nice. I had never known that getting your teeth cleaned didn't have to feel like going through a saw trap. I think my mom took us out of Dr. Dan's practice when the orthodontist looked at our dental records and saw a lot of unnecessary procedures being done on our mouths. Not long ago, I was having a conversation with a friend about our childhood fears, and instantly my mind went to the tooth man. Curious, I googled him to see what had happened to him, and to my happiness, the practice was shut down. Also left under his name was a Yelp page that was still left up. The page was filled with numerous one-star reviews from former patients that were once abused as kids in his office, using the page as an outlet to express their trauma. I started to cry because their experiences were so close and some identical as to what I went through when I was a kid. It was so sad, but at the same time really validating to know that I was not alone. A lot of the procedures we went through were just a scam for him to collect money off our parents' insurance. And now that I think about it, he probably was so adamant on us not crying and screaming for help because he didn't want parents to hear and come and see what was going on. I shake thinking about this. I really pray that he hasn't opened up another practice somewhere else.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I know it's hard not to blame parents in the situation, but the truth is, this man was a swift abuser. For every bruise and swell we had, he would have dental explanations that would make the parents feel stupid for asking. He was an authority figure. I don't blame my mom for not believing us. She knew he was firm, but probably thought we were confusing firmness with meanness. To be honest, even writing this, the torture was so wild it actually sounds made up. She eventually did come around. She's not alone, as there were hundreds and hundreds of parents that were duped and deceived by him. To Dr. Dan, please never let us meet again. And to any parent reading this, if you are ever told not to go in with your child to an appointment, something's really not right.
Trust me, I know how this is gonna sound. Everybody is afraid of going to the dentist. It's not a pleasant experience for any of us, but this was different. I'm already trying to convince myself it didn't really happen like it did, trying to tell myself it wasn't possible, that I fell asleep in the dentist chair and what I remember was just a horrible waking nightmare. But no, it happened, and I have to get the details down while they're still fresh in my mind. Think of this as an interactive diary, or a police exhibit.
"Have a seat right here," the dental hygienist said with a friendly, perfect smile. Her teeth were small and sparkling white. After I sat down in the dentist's chair, she began to reposition it, tilting my head back so she could see what she was doing. The chair kept reclining further and further, beyond what I thought would be its limitations. Eventually it stopped and I looked up at the ceiling tiles, sweat dripping down the sides of my face. Glancing down nervously, I saw my feet were high up in the air, my head down near the floor. Blood was rushing down to my brain by the force of gravity, and I found myself feeling instantly uncomfortable, struggling slightly to breathe. She wasn't very tall, and I'm quite a big guy, so I figured she needed the chair positioned differently than the dentist when he had done his checkup. I'd never been to see this particular hygienist before, but she was already striking me as a bit peculiar. "How's that feel?" she asked, getting her instruments ready. I hesitated, but figured I'd better say something before she started. The uncomfortable feeling would surely only get worse if I didn't. I opened my mouth to speak, and she took that for consent and jammed a rubber glove fist inside and began poking around, scraping my teeth and making disgusted-sounding noises. "You really need to brush better," she said, her voice sounding increasingly angry. "This is unacceptable." With each syllable she spoke, she emphasized the word with a brutal scratch on my teeth, poking painfully into my gums. The coppery taste of blood filled my mouth. My heart started pounding faster, and I felt woozy already from being nearly upside down. But I figured I'd have to wait until she stopped for a moment, then I'd ask her to change the chair's position. Her personality was something beyond repair, but at least I could ask her to fix that aspect of this horrible experience. Then she pulled out the water pick. With one hand still inside my mouth, prying it open with a rubber glove,
she began to spray a concentrated jet of water into my mouth, ostensibly to clean my teeth, but I could see a glimmer of something else in her eyes. She was enjoying this. The water ran down the back of my throat and I began to sputter and gag, but still, she didn't stop. The water tasted funny, vaguely medicinal. I felt like I was being waterboarded against my will, but something prevented me from moving. Maybe it was a fear of being different, going against the societal norms, being labeled as difficult or strange. The superego, I suppose it's called.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That part of me still felt like it was important that this was just a normal dental hygiene appointment. Sure, this woman seemed sadistic and she was enjoying watching me suffer a little too much, but she was a licensed dental hygiene expert. I was probably just being paranoid. It had been a while since I had done this, after all. My hands gripped the seat's armrest tightly, and I struggled to maintain my composure, my breathing coming faster and faster, my heart paying a staccato beat against my ribs. "Oh, this one's not coming clean," she said suddenly, shaking her head. "We'll have to extract it." I jumped, suddenly completely terrified. That was definitely not within her job description. There was something really wrong with this woman. My instincts had been right all along. No thanks. The dentist just looked. He did an x-ray and everything. He said they're all fine. He's getting old. He needs to have his head examined. Even his teeth are starting to turn yellow, getting full of holes. Don't worry. We'll get you fixed up. I'll get you all fixed up. She pulled out a pair of rusty-looking pliers from a nearby drawer, coming at my face with startling speed. I tried to sit up, but she pushed me back down with a strong hand, gravity assisting her efforts. From the upside-down position I had found myself in, I had no leverage. Realizing I couldn't move from the chair, I held up my hands to fight her, but they began to feel heavy and droop down slowly to my sides, reminding me of the UFO ride at the fair, the Graviton, where you'd get flattened up against the sides by the centrifugal force, feeling heavier and heavier. That was how it felt. My eyelids were feeling heavy too. My thoughts went back to her cleaning my mouth, the medicinal taste of the water pick! There was something in the water pick. "Good," she said, smiling with her pearly white teeth showing. "Sleep. When you wake up, you'll be all better." When I woke up, I was missing all my teeth. My mouth was full of blood and the dentist's office was dark and empty. At least she let me live. I'm not sure what she did with everyone else in the place. I went straight home, afraid to check the other rooms. I can't imagine they'd let her get away with what she did in broad daylight. I think she went on a killing spree in that place. That would certainly explain the bloody footprints in the hallways and the puddles of vital fluid seeping out from behind each office door. The police will be here any minute, and I'll have to explain to them what happened. At least I've got it all written down here, and I have proof. My bloody, empty mouth will need dentures, and I'm still in my 30s.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I guess she saw imperfections in all of them and decided that they needed to be extracted. That crazy bitch is still out there somewhere with my teeth, and I want them back. But hey, at least I've always liked smoothies.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.